In the late 1990s, Dr. Catherine Crock started coordinated bone marrow and lumbar puncture procedures for children with cancer at a hospital in Melbourne. Seeing the pain, the anxiety and the stress suffered by patients and their families, she set out to change things, in part by harnessing the power of music. That is the Dance of the Paper Umbrellas, performed by the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra. Some of the music that's helped to calm, connect and comfort patients, families and medical staff. Professor Catherine Crock is a physician in paediatrics and the founder and CEO of what's known as the Hush Foundation. You're going to find out more about it right now. Catherine is my guest this morning on Changing Australia. A very warm welcome, Catherine. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Sally. It's lovely to be here.
The history here for medicine for you and your family, both your parents were doctors and your dad used to take you on the ward rounds. What was that like when you were younger?
Well, I think probably from about the age of 12, I used to follow Dad on a Saturday morning into St. Vincent's Hospital. He was an orthopaedic surgeon and it totally inspired me, and I knew from then that I wanted to be a doctor. So what I saw with Dad was he treated every person that we passed with kindness and respect, whether it was the patients or their family members or his other colleagues. And I just thought this is fantastic, and I could see that he was really making a difference to people's lives, and I wanted to do that.
How much even more important is that when the patients are kids?
Look, I think it's extremely important for kids, and I think what I identify with as a mother myself is how's it affecting the actual family and the parents, and how do they get through difficult journeys when they have got a sick child.
What are some of the things that you've discovered with your work can help to reduce some of that anxiety, that fear, that uncertainty for kids?
Well, what I started doing was actually sitting down with the families and saying, can you tell us what it's like? Can you, from your point of view, what could we do to make it better and easier on this journey? And one of the things they started talking about was the environment is quite challenging and threatening when you come into a hospital. What if we had some music that might settle both our child and us? That just seemed like a very simple way to get started. What we did was to bring composers and people with musical expertise into those spaces to help us, because I didn't feel like I was an expert in the sound environment, but I know that Australia's got some extraordinary musical talent, so let's bring that to help us.
What does the evidence tell us about the kind of music that can be good for reducing anxiety, fear, things like that?
Look, particularly music that's got an easy tempo to listen to, nothing too sort of frantic or fast, looking carefully at what keys you're using and the volume of the music you're using, and it can reduce blood pressure and slow your heart rate and actually have an effect on your whole nervous system.
Is there a sweet spot for beats per minute with music?
Look, it's around 60 beats per minute, but it can vary from that. But yeah, that would be the sweet spot.
What did you start seeing, Catherine, when you started adopting some of these measures, particularly doing things like lumbar punctures with children?
Look, first of all, we would find that the children were more relaxed. And that was where I thought we were aiming. But in fact, the effect on the parents was really extraordinary. And once the parents are more relaxed, you'd obviously know that will reflect on how the child's able to cope with whatever's going on. And then the next step was, actually, this was great for the staff. And I started then to think about, hey, we're all doing some really hard work here. And we need things that look after us and look after our mental health and our ability to do this hard work. And here's this beautiful music that is calming everybody who's in the environment.
Catherine, what do we know about the mood of a parent or the reaction of a parent and or a medical staff member and how kids might take that on board? Is it almost contagious if the parents are anxious, the kids are too?
Yes, absolutely. And we can really see that. So, I mean, medical and nursing teams are putting a lot of effort into helping the parents to cope and helping the parents to be calm so that the children are way more calm.
What does the evidence say about the effect of music on people's perception of things like pain?
Look, it can definitely alter your perception of pain. And when you've got the right sort of music that can, say, take your mind away from whatever you happen to be focusing on, it really does make a difference to how you can cope with that pain.
Sometimes for some patients, can the music choices be a little counterintuitive that they want to let rip with something faster, especially if you've got a teenager there, rather than something classical? Do you tailor to what the patients and families are telling you?
Yes, look, we definitely do. But we've also talked to thousands of children and families and to teenagers about what's going to work for them. And we've tailored our hush music to try and capture pretty much all of that input. And yeah, we found particularly that jazz is something that most people respond to, which is interesting. It wasn't something I knew much about in the beginning, but I was fortunate to work with Paul Grabowski way back in the early days of Hush. And learning through talking to Paul and other jazz musicians, we've really found that improvised and jazz music is something that takes your mind to another place. It can be intricate and really interesting and a little bit unexpected, and off you go. You're not thinking about what you might be having to face up to.
How fundamental has this relationship between the health and medical workers and these composers?
Look, it's really been fundamental. And something that composers talk about is this has been a life-changing experience for them to be thinking about their music as something that's helping other people who are going through really difficult times. So not just writing a piece of music for a concert hall or a stage or a recording, but actually what is the purpose? Why have we written this music in the first place? And the connection with the patients and families and healthcare staff has been quite profound for them.
Have other hospitals or facilities or health districts followed your lead on this?
Yes, look, it's Hush music has gone into hospitals and aged care, palliative care, into a lot of schools as well, and not only in Australia but internationally. And the music is so extraordinary, like Dance of the Paper Umbrellas you were just listening to, that it's been picked up by orchestras all around the world. And for me, that gives us the opportunity to talk about what is this really for, what is the purpose. And to me, the purpose is to transform healthcare for everyone and to bring us to a place where we've got a kind health system that's kind for the people doing the work in that system and kind for patients and families.
Here's a difficult question. How do you measure kindness? How do you know if you're making this happen?
Look, I think kindness is something that everybody can feel, and measuring it in some ways to me can change it. If you're being kind just so someone can measure the impact, it may not be that rich experience that really kindness can be. And I think every one of us knows when care is kind, we feel better. We actually are more likely then to go on and do something kind for the next person we meet. And it's a viral, contagious thing. And kindness to me is something the world is really needing more and more these days. The idea that we can listen to our fellow human beings and try to act with kindness towards each other is going to get the best out of everybody.
What sort of effect do you see that having more broadly? Having a kinder mindset can also influence other things like trying to deal with bullying in the workplace, which can be a problem. A lot of health workers are under a lot of pressure, and there can sometimes be issues between staff. What have you observed with that?
Oh, Sally, this makes a huge difference. Just starting where you are in your team and treating each person with kindness and respect brings out the best and actually can transform a whole workplace. It doesn't, in fact, take too long. And I like to think more aspirationally. People often talk about let's stamp out the bullies, let's get rid of the bad apple. In actual fact, the system has caused that by being unkind to people. And the more we can bring kindness to the fore and model that behaviour to each other, the unkind acts actually drop away and people do step up to the mark and see that kindness is bringing the best to the team.
From what you're saying, Catherine, it sounds as if the process of listening not only to the music but to each other, particularly health workers listening to parents, families and patients, that seems to be the absolute engine room of all of this.
Oh, Sally, it's the key to it. If we could stop and listen to each other, assume good intent from each other and aspire to let's have a system that looks after all of us. There are a lot of stresses on our healthcare workers and the organisations where we work need to be kind to those people so that the health professionals can do their absolute best for patients and families. It's why we come to work every day, is to look after other people. So to feel looked after ourselves and valued in our workplace is just fantastic, and you see amazing things happen every single day.
Professor Catherine Crocker, thank you very much for being my guest this morning.
Thank you, Sally. Lovely to talk to you.
Professor Crocker is the founder and CEO of the Hush Foundation and a physician in paediatrics. If you know someone, might have read about someone, know someone, met someone who you think might be a fantastic guest on Changing Australia, you can go to abc.net.au/Changing Australia to submit your ideas.